This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Imprisoned activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting the oppression of women in Iran. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee says the prize is first and foremost a recognition of the very important work of a whole movement in Iran with its undisputed leader, Narges Mohammadi.
Ms. Mohammadi is still in prison as I speak.
Rhys Anderson says Mohammadi has been imprisoned 13 times and convicted 5 times. In total, she's been sentenced to 31 years in prison in Iran. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights deployed a field team on Friday to investigate an airstrike on a Ukrainian village that left at least 52 people dead. OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Throssell.
The strike is one of the deadliest since the 24th of February 2022. But of course, it is far from being the only one. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, who saw for himself the horrific impact of such strikes, is profoundly shocked and condemns these killings.
A missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in the village on Thursday as people gathered to mourn a fallen Ukrainian soldier. OCHR said it had likely been fired by Russia, but that it was too early to say for certain. President Joe Biden says he could potentially meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Biden told reporters at the White House on Friday that a meeting has not yet been set up, but, quote, but it is a possibility. White House officials have previously made clear that they hoped the two leaders would soon hold talks. Administration officials have been working to get the Chinese to agree to a meeting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is endorsing one of his longtime defenders to be the next House of Representatives Speaker. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
After Kevin McCarthy's stunning ouster, the ex-president said he would be open to serving as interim leader, but was focused on his White House bid.
We have some great people in the Republican Party that could do a great job as Speaker.
Trump is now officially backing Ohio's Jim Jordan, who says the endorsement will help. Jordan and Republican Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the two leading candidates. It's unclear if either can unite the fractured GOP enough to get the 218 votes needed to win, or whether Trump's endorsement of Jordan will force Scalise out of the race. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Dozens of leaders and members of various religious groups marched on Friday to Kenya's Supreme Court and Parliament to protest against a Supreme Court decision to uphold a ruling earlier this year that gave the right to LGBTQ organizations to be recognized by the country's NGO board. The march was also joined by members of Parliament who told the crowd that the ruling was illegal and went against African traditions. LGBTQ activist Marlies Buabua told Reuters that these organized marches against members of their community stirred fear and endangered their lives.
I have to shrink myself to fear constantly. I have to say, I can do it, but I'm scared because there's a very thin line between wanting to live your truth and being okay with dying.
In Kenya, unlike in many of the more than 30 other African countries where same-sex relations are illegal, its colonial-era anti-gay law is rarely enforced. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, is being sued by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
According to a Thursday court filing, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission subpoenaed him to appear in court last month, but he failed to appear. The agency's investigation focused on whether Musk broke federal securities laws in 2022 when he bought stock in Twitter, which he later renamed X. The SEC says he missed a deadline to publicly disclose buying the stock. Thursday's filing showed the agency subpoenaed Musk in May this year to provide testimony in San Francisco. Though Musk initially agreed to the deposition, 2 days before the September 15th date, Musk raised, quote, several spurious objections, and said he would not appear.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Lebanon's police say prisoners set their cells on fire in a jail in eastern Lebanon, leaving 3 inmates dead and 16 others injured. The police statement said the fire started in several cells Friday in the main prison in the eastern city of Zale after an apparent escape attempt. It said 19 prisoners suffered from smoke inhalation and were taken to a hospital where 3 later died. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.